FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe. Hey, hey. Can I be your man? Hey, 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 hey.
And more. It's 105.7 CFW with Hootie and the Blowfish on their Summer Camp with Trucks tour. Somerset Amphitheater, Thursday, August 8th. Alpine Valley Music Theater, Saturday, August 10th. All right, sing it, Hootie. It's CFW.
You and me, we come from different worlds. You like to laugh at me when I look at other girls. Sometimes you're crazy. Came to me, I can't help but if I'm lucky. I only
listening to Laura McKenna.
Makes a workday fly by.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. Much a part of the valley is taking in an express game on a beautiful summer day and a scoop of Olsen's ice cream. This is 105.7 CFW, the valley's fun music.
Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15.
Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
your radio with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. scared, you think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End.
The 80s, 90s, and more. It's 105.7 CFW. Some of those storms from last night, pretty severe in some parts of the state. Some got it a little bit worse than others. But what we can expect weather-wise for the rest of the week heading into the holiday weekend, your forecast on the way with CFW.
She's a good girl, loves her mom, loves Jesus in America, too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day, living in Reseda, there's a freeway, running through the yard, and I'm a bad I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. I'm free falling. Yeah, I'm
sky. I'm gonna free fall out into nothing. Gonna leave this world for a while. Now I'm free
falling, now I'm free falling,
free falling,
free falling, now I'm free falling.
Yeah, I'm
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Here in my car,
Hayes and more. It's 105.7 CFW. Matthew Perry, of course, from Friends, passed away. Kind of a case closed, right, on that. The autopsy report came back, but now being reopened. More on that next on CFW.
I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights, waiting for someone.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. That's Christina Aguilera on the 80s, 90s, and more. It's 105.7 CFW. Gonna hear from Rick Springfield, some Jesse's Girl on the way, also Modern English, and a whole lot more. And the case of Matthew Perry's death now turned into a criminal investigation. And I don't think they're thinking that someone, like, killed him necessarily, because the autopsy report came back and they're trying to figure out now where he got the ketamine that they think ended up being the lethal amount in his system. So the LAPD, also the DEA, trying to figure out where it came from. And they're saying if he ordered it through the mail, the post office is working with them, that may be a little bit easier to find out where it originated from. So that case reopened, and we'll keep you posted. It's 105.7 CFW.
We're glad you're enjoying the Valley's fun music on 105.7 CFW. Did you know that there's a second brand new station in town? Yeah. When you're in the mood to talk about the local issues that matter to the Valley and all of Wisconsin, you're going to want to tap into our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. For local issues and information, it's 93.5 The Tap. And for the Valley's fun music, keep on listening to 105.7 CFW. Go ahead, spread the word.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Accurate Automotive of Eau Claire knows you know how to maintain your vehicle, and they are here to help you protect your investment. Proudly female-owned, Accurate Automotive of Eau Claire provides complete engine diagnostics, suspension, tires, batteries, oil changes, and more. Accurate Automotive of Eau Claire wants to extend special opportunities for 105.7 CFW listeners. Get a free tire rotation with the purchase of an oil change by calling 715-895-8451 today.
Altoona, mark your calendars for a day filled with love and remembrance with Bonnie Palooza, a celebration of the vibrant spirit of a beloved community member, Bonnie Schnack. Come together for a heartwarming chicken dinner and exciting raffles at Raleigh's, Golden Spike, and 400 Club. But here's what makes it truly special. Every bite, every sip, and every ticket purchased will support local charities, carrying on Bonnie's legacy of kindness. Honor Bonnie's memory in the most beautiful way possible on June 15th and keep her spirit shining bright.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Big Rivers Tree Service says thank you to all of the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. Business owners, consider hiring veterans, our most dependable resource. To those heroes back home for missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. From Big Rivers Tree Service, since 1984, call 715-829-4011 or visit EauClaireTreePruning.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Severe weather across much of western Wisconsin on Tuesday caused outages for more than 4,000 Xcel Energy customers. According to a Facebook post from the Eau Claire Energy Cooperative, officials were working to restore power after becoming aware of the outages, and an online map detailed outages and their efforts to restore power across the region. Some of the damage caused by the storm included trees and downed wires in the Augusta area and along Highway 35 from Alma to the Trumbull County line. The La Crosse man who was rescued from Lake Chetek after falling in on May 11th has died. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Office, Brian Luke was on a fishing trip with his brothers when he fell into the lake while getting into a boat. A second person had gone into the water to help Luke after he fell in, but was unable to get back out until bystanders came to assist him. Luke was eventually pulled out of the lake and taken to the hospital, but according to his obituary, he passed away 2 days after the incident. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
More clouds than sun today and a few spotty showers lingering, alongside breezy winds whipping up to 30 miles per hour. Highs today will scrape the upper 60s and we'll get a shove warmer tomorrow to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
CFW.
Getting hard for you, little girl. I'm a humming and a strumming all
57 CFW.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
Jesse's Girl from Rick Springfield on the 80s, 90s, and more. We're 105.7 CFW, and thank you for being here, part of the CFW Workday. We're going to do it again tomorrow. I hope you join me back here at 10 a.m. Have a great rest of your Wednesday on CFW.
Reaching out, I touch her shoulder.